Excuse me. And we have a whistle against Deckerville. There'll be the third team foul and the first against Jared Philpott of the night. It'll be ugly ball, 90 feet thrown on hoop, right to left across your radio. Kirk Kibosky handling the point guard duties on this possession. Tries to feed it into the high post, and it gets tipped out of bounds. It'll be ugly ball on the side right next to midcourt.
Ugly needs to go ahead and just drive this ball in there, see if they can get that fourth one on Spatzel. Right now they're doing a lot of perimeter passing.
Trpesky back up to Brandel, top of the key. Or Trpesky left wing. Back top of the key, and it's actually stolen by Stoutenberg. And he can't hang on to it. This one goes out of bounds and gives the ball right back to Ubley. Fifth turnover for Deckerville on the third quarter, 11th of the night. Ubley with nine. Brandel gets the inbound. 60 seconds remain in the third quarter. 10-point ball game. 30-20. It was 18-16 at half. Ubley outscoring it 12-4 in the third. Has nearly had a pair of turnovers there, but it goes out of bounds. Ugly ball on the far sideline.
The Eagles are closing out the passing lanes right now. They're just not getting any luck keeping it inside the lines.
Kibosky to Trpesky, back to Kibosky on the baseline on the left in the right corner. Picks up his dribble at the right wing. Brandel has it now, same spot, over to the left wing to Trpesky. Down to the baseline to Lemke. He nearly wasn't ready for it. Bounces off his chest. He brings it in. He kicks it back out, and it's actually thrown out of bounds. Deckerville ball with 35 seconds left in the third quarter. 30-20, Ubley over Deckerville. Bringing it up for Deckerville's number 42, Brandon Petullo. Top of the key, Spatzel for the jump shot from the free throw line. It's good. Nathan Spatzel, the big man, with six, brings it back within single digits. 8-point lead for Ubley. Brandel can't hang on to it. And they say it as last touched by a Eagle jersey. Deckerville ball right in front of Ubley ball right in front of their own bench on the near side of a radio, left side of a radio. 15 and a half seconds left in the third, 30-22. Ubley leading by eight with the ball. Brandel over to the left wing, into the corner to Kibosky for three off the mark. Rebound Deckerville with 3 seconds left. And they're going to finally get a shot off, and this one's way off the mark, and we've reached the end of the third quarter with an ugly 8-point lead, 30-22 on the WLAW Sports Network, your hardwood home for high school hoops.
From the premier truck dealer in the thumb, Graf, Chevrolet, Buick, and Sandusky, here's Keith, Brandon, and Sam.
It's the end of January, and that only means one thing to us Chevy guys. The North American Auto Show is here, and with that comes huge savings on our pickups.
That's right, boss. If you qualify for GM employee pricing, you can save over $12,500 on select 2014 Silverado trucks.
Save over $12,500? Wow, that's incredible.
You got that right, but time is running out. Our 2014 inventory is almost gone, so you better hurry in to save big. With a GM and package discount, trade allowance, and auto show bonus cash, the savings add up to over
$12,500. $12,500?
Yep, just another reason why Graf Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky is the premier truck dealer of the thumb. Stop in and get your new Silverado today.
$12,500? Wow!
Graf family, we're making friends.
And now on to the fourth quarter. Ubley gets the ball with an 8-point lead, 30-22. Brandel over to Miroff, right wing. Feeds into Bisher, high post, down to the low post to Klama. And he kicks back up to Brandel. Didn't like the shot. Brandel this time goes to his left, back up to the top of the key. Brandel to Miroff, right corner. Jonathan Bisher, high post, over to Kibosky, left post, back up to Brandel, over to Miroff, right corner. Bisher, the high post. Scrambles for it, and we have a travel call. One official called a travel, and the other one calls a timeout Deckerville, or a timeout Ubley. Full timeout called by Ubley, 30-22, 7.5 to play in the fourth quarter on the WLAW Sports Network.
John, Mark, and Michelle of the Schmigalski Funeral Homes in Ubley and Minden City welcome you to tonight's game. John's family has served grieving families with compassion for over 100 years. Place your trust in John and Mark if you wish to pre-plan a funeral or purchase a monument. Please call your caring professional funeral directors, John and Mark, at 989-658-8501. John, Mark, and Michelle hope you enjoyed the game and wish you a happy and healthy new year.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your insurance agent know your name? Or would you call an 800 number that connects you with another state, another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance, someone you can call when the bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hi, this is Brad Stone, your local independent insurance agent from Stone Insurance Agency in Deckerville. Call us for no obligation quote today at 810-376-2915.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, out of the timeout, Deckerville are ugly dribbling all the way around, basically around the entire perimeter. Brandel up to Jonathan Bisher, high post, back to Muir up left wing. 30-22, ugly leads by 8, 7 minutes left in the fourth. Muir up left wing to Bisher for the jump shot, left elbow, this one's good. Jonathan Bisher coming alive, and he has 10 points in the night.
It's been a while since he's touched the ball. He knows what to do with it, though.
He had a hot hand in the third quarter, 6 points in there. Oh, Deckerville takes the three for left wing, no good. Offense rebound picked up by the white jerseys and keeps the possession alive. Into the right corner to Austin Spatzel. Right elbow jump shot from Nathan Spatzel falls no good. And it's still a 10-point lead for Ubley, 32-22. Not sure why they have their big man 18 feet away from the hoop. As they try and inbound and pass it to the top of the key into the hands of Kurt Kamowski, there's a body check there waiting for him. And it'll be the fourth foul against Keegan Bowerman. But he's going to stay in the game.
Save him with three, play him with four.
Logan Lemke comes in for Ubley. So out there for the Bearcats with the ball. Miroff, Kabosky, Brandel, Lemke, and Bisher.
Deckerville's really swarming to the ball.
Bisher at the high post feeds into Mir up on the baseline over to Kabosky opposite wing. 6 minutes to play in the fourth. Bisher, high post. Rapid ball movement here as they feed it to Mir out for the long two of the left wing, no good. Rebound, though, goes into Lemke's hands. 5:45 left in the fourth. Brandel drives into the lane. This one's off the mark. His shot is brought in by Deckerville's Spatzel. They can't hang on to it, though, as it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Keegan Bowerman. So another turnover for the Eagles, who scored only 6 points in the third quarter, whereas Ubley scored 12. Brandel getting some heavy pressure on defense by number 12, Keegan Bowerman. And that's the last we'll see of him. That's his fifth foul and the fifth team foul. So he sits down, he's done for the night with 5:29 left in the fourth.
The idea was to go ahead and put a lot of pressure on the sophomore, Jonathan Brandel. And I'll tell you what, for his first game on varsity, he sure is giving a good account of himself out there.
Mirab sits down for Ubley. As number 24 for Ubley checks in, that's Cole Rogenbach. Kabosky drives down to the lane, right side. He's a little bit out of control. Feeds over to Bisher, left block. He falls down, but he hits the jump shot in for two. Bisher with 12. Nathan Spatzel, right wing, right corner. Now hands it off to number 42, Brandon Petullo for the jump shot. No good. And last touched out of bounds. It'll be ugly ball. Nope, they're saying.
Well, he pointed towards Ubley's direction.
But they're saying Deckerville ball underneath their own hoop. 5:05 left in the fourth. 12-point lead for Ubley as they take the three off the inbound from number 42. Brandon Petullo, this one's no good. The rebound comes into Jonathan Bisher's hands, and they say he traveled with it. Could have been a held ball. Regardless, a turnover for the Bearcats, their first of the fourth quarter, and their the 11th of the night.
Jonathan seems surprised by that, but he's a senior. He's seen that before.
Top of the key, Fritsch with it for Deckerville over to the left wing.